picture this. It's a typical day at home. You're going about your daily routine. And suddenly there's noise, a grind, a hum, and it's nonstop. You discover an oil well is being drilled just hundreds of feet from your property line. It's perfectly legal, and your township or your county has no legal powers to stop it. Detroit Free Press reporter Keith Matheny has a front page story about this in today's paper. Now, Keith, let's make this clear. The state zoning law specifically bars counties and townships from regulating drilling and operation of oil and gas wells. Cities, yes, but townships and counties, no?
Cities can regulate, and no one really had a good answer for why that is. The law itself is actually many decades old. It goes back to 1943 when township zoning was first set up in the state of Michigan. And the speculation is that just back in those days, people thought, you know, cities are where the populations congregate, where people actually live. And townships are more rural, more farmland, so it would be a better place for oil and gas development. Obviously, things have changed in the last half century plus. And you've got townships like Scio Township and Shelby Township, two well-populated residential types of areas that have sort of been in the sights of recent oil and gas development.
And what is this like on the ground? What does this actually mean in the lives of the people that you spoke with?
Well, the folks I talked to in Shelby Township tell a story of literally this going up overnight. You see, if you're able to kind of take a bird's eye view, it is literally a stone's throw away from a very dense residential neighborhood. It's not one of those places that's kind of zoned residential, but is somewhat sparsely laid out. So, you know, these huge wells come in, and when they're actually in the process of drilling it, it's my understanding that it takes about 3 weeks, and it's 24/7, nonstop noise. Very bright lighting at night, trucks coming in and out, hauling all sorts of heavy equipment. And after that, the activity is somewhat less intense. But if it becomes a productive well, you know, one can presume there would be continued noise and activity associated.
And as you point out in your story for the Free Press, the minimum setback from homes for an oil well is 450 feet, and that is not very far. And I've got to imagine township and county officials are getting an earful from residents. What the heck? What can they do for these people, understanding that they can't prohibit this drilling?
Well, there were some attempts in the legislature late last year to address, you know, what had gone on, particularly in Shelby Township. There was a bill that would have prohibited oil and gas drilling in townships with a population of, I think it was about 70,000. There are only a few townships in Michigan where that would apply, and Shelby was one of them. The legislature did not act on that bill. So what they're attempting to do now at the local level is look at what they can do with their zoning powers and with their police authority, you know, things like the health, safety, and welfare of township residents. That's within a township government's authority. They're looking at understanding that we can't directly impact the actual drilling of a well. What can we do about, say, you know, when trucks drive up and down our streets? Or, you know, what sorts of chemicals are being hauled on our streets in terms of letting first responders know, you know, what they're dealing with if a spill occurs. Lighting ordinances, pollution ordinances, you know, water quality preservation types of measures. That's what a number of different local governments are looking at. It hasn't really been tested in the courts yet whether this would violate that strict prohibition that's in the law. And I got a feeling those sorts of showdowns are probably coming to a court near you within the next few years.
Detroit Free Press reporter Keith Matheny. You will find his story in today's Free Press or at freep.com. Keith, thanks so much.
Thank you.